The following podcast is an Enticing Media production. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You are now socially obligated to pour yourself a drink, and welcome to The Drunk Squirrel.
I don't know how I feel about sitting on this chair. Where's my chair? Oh, there.
Is that a new chair?
No, it's the chair that she's had for quite some time. But I we've talked about this before. I'm like sitting at her desk and messing with her computer, because if like a setting changes, the head's gonna spin around backwards, and I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, we were already pushing that envelope a bit just a couple minutes ago.
With
whoopsies!
With the sound check about testicles.
What, testing testicles? You know, everything still works, right?
Everything still works. So, Rob, welcome.
Kenny. So, I made you do something you've never done before, apparently, today. And I did not know this when I showed up.
That you did not. And so, I'm also going to let you completely describe what happened earlier, because I had no idea what was going on until you walked in the door. So,
yeah. So, all right. The drink that is today's drink... We know when this episode is hitting the air. It's Holy Week, Easter is, you know, days away. Mm-hmm. All that funfetti grass and marshmallows and jelly beans, everybody's kind of dealing with that.
The pastel colors.
Right, pastels everywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a fun conversation.
Pastel everywhere.
I should remind me of that. Maybe I'll hit that later.
But, okay.
So I was like, all right, we need like a disgusting Easter drink, something that is just off the wall. You know, when it's just been you and I, it's mm-hmm. okay, we're going to drink something we like, bourbon, a beer, the rum and coke, something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, it's just you and I, let's get something off the wall.
And you accomplished that.
I did. I found a recipe for peep teenies. Which, I mean, even when I found the recipe, I was like, this is disgusting and awesome.
The fact that you thought it was disgusting and then still purchased everything to make it.
Yeah. Hey.
I knew we might be in trouble when Rob texts and he says, so the drink we're having is martini-ish, and can you put glasses in the freezer? I'm like, okay. Is that drink too strong?
No, okay. No, just wrong pipe.
Okay.
We're all joking today, apparently.
It just happened to me earlier, so I know. I can't knock you for it. Yeah, I can't.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it was like vodka, cream, grenadine, and peeps, and sugar. So
it was very sugary.
It was. It was not bad. Like, when it always gets to the point of you're mixing cream and alcohol, I'm like,
yeah.
Like Kahlua, all right, I'm good with. Irish creams, things like that, like Bailey's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Any other time, I always think of like alcoholic cottage cheese.
Like curdles. Yeah. So White Russians are very good.
True. I have had one once. Yes.
You know, we talked about trying to get Shorty on this podcast, right? He keeps dodging
it
because he's just not. He doesn't think that he's interesting enough or talks enough to be on a podcast or a radio show.
Oh, shoot. He's got hunting stories.
Whatever. Right. Shorty really loves White Russians and is really, really good at making them. So perhaps that may be our way to persuade him to be on. Be like, you can make the White Russians. We'll have everything here. You come and make them.
You know what? That's what we do. You next time you have them over, get them a few drinks in, get the White Russians flowing. I'll show up. We'll stick them in the chair. Yeah, just not tell them what's going on.
Just not tell them.
Yeah.
Invite him on like a Saturday afternoon. It might have to be a Saturday evening, though, because he'll get suspicious if I invite him over at 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
Like, we can do evenings.
Like, what's going on?
Sorry. This Saturday, I hate this Saturday every year.
This Saturday?
Yep. Daylight savings time.
Oh,
we're losing an hour. I hate this.
I love it because I'm an early bird anyway, so it doesn't really bother me. And I really love the extra hour then of daylight we have at the end of the day. So
See, I hate it because I got to get the kids up. I got to get Melinda up. I've got to get up.
I like how you said I have to get Melinda up.
Yeah, I'm becoming the morning person, and I am not Adeline is morning. She pops out of bed, you know, yay, life is good. I wake up and I go murder.
So neither you or Mel are morning people.
Gosh, no.
Okay. See, Nell is a morning person. Nell is not a morning person. I am. And, like, I ask her, she gets mad at me because, like, in the morning, you know, she'll come out after I've been out there for an hour already, and she'll come out and she'll be rustling around, getting coffee, doing whatever. And I'll be like, are you okay? You look miserable. And she's like, it's morning. Okay. And sometimes it's like, all right, I have to remember that not everybody is me.
Yeah. See, and that's just it. I wake up and I'm like, I kill the world.
Oh, no. I wake up and I'm ready to, like, you know, sit in front of the computer and do some work. Mm. And so
that's like three cups of coffee in.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, but I'm a morning person, so I wake up. You know, I woke up this morning after 6 o'clock, and that was late.
I woke up this morning at 8:30, and I was like, I don't want to do it.
Sorry, I was sipping my drink. 8:30. If I woke up at 8:30, I'd have got a lot less done today.
Well, but I was also up until like 1 o'clock last night.
Oh, well. Yeah, see, I don't stay up that late, although we watched a few extra episodes of Suits last night.
Where are you at in Suits?
We're at season 4, episode, I think last night we ended on episode 13. So there's 3 more episodes in. So it was...
This is where it's getting good. Like, it's been good, and now you're at the...
So the episode that we finished with was the one where... yeah. They took
spoilers if you're not watching.
Oh yeah, it took Mike. They took Mike and Lewis out in the Harvey took Mike and Lewis out in the car so they would make up
for McCarran Motors or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah. Lewis put put Mike in like a chokehold, and then he started crying. Not Mike, Lewis.
Yeah.
And then they made up after the whole, the whole lying debacle and everything. I mean, you're aware.
Yeah.
So you've seen it. So that's the episode we finished with last night.
I'm further ahead, but I mean, it starts getting good real fast.
I mean, I think it's good now. I can't imagine it being better.
It does.
Every single episode is like, you want to watch. It could be 11 o'clock and it's like, we have time for another episode.
I have to admit, I really am surprised at how good that show has been.
It's amazing.
That one caught me.
It's amazing. And I had never even heard of it. And when we asked on Facebook one time, it's like, hey, we're looking for something to watch. And this was a Craig thing. He actually recommended. And a couple other people chimed in then, but Craig, I think, was the first.
And it was actually that question that you put out that made mm-hmm. me even go, oh, maybe Suits is worth watching. Because if Craig, mm-hmm. who like never sits down to watch anything other than sports,
correct,
says this is good, maybe there's something to this.
And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's an amazing, amazing. Where are you at?
I think I'm in season I am in season 6. I don't remember where.
Okay.
So,
I mean, there's 8 seasons, so we're about halfway through at this point.
Yeah.
So,
I think I'm towards the end of season 6.
You know, as I'm watching it, and they're now, Mike and Harvey are in these T-Mobile commercials now, right?
Yeah.
And it really is making me think, are they going to spin it off? Are they going to do or bring it back? And it really makes me excited. I'm like, why are they're popping up in these commercials now. Why is that?
I think it's just because Suits is really having a moment. Like, it ended a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It ended right around the time that Meghan Markle got married to Harry.
Yeah.
That was, what, 5-6 years ago?
But
it's really just having a moment where, with Netflix and streaming.
Well, maybe it's something that Netflix says, hey, you know what? Maybe we should spin this thing off a little bit.
You know, there are some good shows out there, and there's some that they just keep spinning off, and why?
Yeah. You know, I saw something on Twitter/X this week from Tim Allen, and apparently there might be something in the works with a spinoff, so to speak, of some sort of Home Improvement, Last Man Standing type show. Yeah.
You know, they actually did tie those two together.
in Last Man Standing, they had a couple episodes where they did, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Where, like, Tim Allen's character from Home Improvement shows up with Tim Allen's character from Last Man Standing. And, yeah.
They were good episodes.
Yeah, they were.
They were, it was interesting. And then they had a couple of the co-stars from Home Improvement on
Last Man Standing. And Last Man Standing was pretty good.
It was good. It wasn't as good when they brought it back after it was canceled.
Nothing's ever good when they bring it back.
Yeah. It still was good, but it wasn't as good as it was. Like, it was so, the dynamic between Tim Allen and Larrabee, comedic gold, in my opinion. They played that very well, the two of them.
I should watch that again. That was good.
Yeah, they played that super, super well, I think. And I didn't like the... When they brought it back, there was a different Mandy. And
oh, yeah.
It didn't vibe the same. No, there was nothing wrong with her in particular, but you got used to seeing something a certain way.
And but shows have done that throughout the years. They have. We're going to swap this person out. I don't know.
Rough. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did that from season one to season two, the mom change, and they didn't make that decision. She left the show. So they had to change Vivian. And luckily for them, it was between season one and season two. So it wasn't a huge deal. And then they were all the same the rest of the show. So how did we get here?
I don't know.
It's 11 minutes and we're literally talking about
shooting the wind about favorite TV.
And we didn't plan that at all.
No, and we did have a couple thoughts on what we would talk about.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, I do. I have one that I know that I wanted to talk about, and I got this idea last night when...
Oh, wait.
Yeah, so this recording came to be. Nell and I had something planned, and to say it fell through is not the right word. We just canceled it because the weather was crap and, whatever. But I texted Rob last night and be like, hey... We don't have anything going on tomorrow. Maybe we should sit down and record an episode if you're free, which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And you told me that the only thing you had going on was at 3:00, your daughter, Addie, was going to Target with her friends. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
That's like a plan?
It is.
So I had not known that, kids hanging out at Target was like,
well, okay, so, let's game this together, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. Kenny, back at Christmas, I was Santa at our local mall.
Mm-hmm.
And you came out and visited me.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through that mall, how did you feel?
I mean, it was desolate.
Depression.
There was nobody there.
There's like one shop in there that I would go back there for.
Which one's that?
The Drunken Smithy.
Oh, yeah. But, that's a whole different situation to begin with.
It is. I mean, they're a whole different setup. They're a whole different kind of...
They're not selling you anything retail.
Right.
They're a service.
They're a whole thing. I mean, axe throwing and...
Very fun, too.
Classes and, artesian metalworking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's meh.
That's probably being nice about it.
and this is you and I as two old middle-aged guys who are not up and current on the current happenings for the most part.
And you know it a little better than I do because you sat there for the entire month of December, so you saw it firsthand.
Well, and professionally, I got to kind of know where and what the kids are thinking and doing and where they're at. And the mall's not where kids are.
Because there's nothing in it for kids. Yeah. I mean, back in the day, like the plaza that was here locally had like different spots with like not really jungle gym, but they had little like animals for kids to crawl on. And
Then as teenagers, there was the arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember hitting that up a couple of times.
There's just none of that anymore.
No.
The movie theater is in the back there, but.
Gosh, and we avoid that theater like the plague.
Yeah.
We go to the other side of the county.
Heck yeah, because they have recliners.
Exactly, and they're heated recliners now.
Oh, I didn't know they were heated.
They're heated now.
Oh, man, you might be able to get me to more movies.
Well, yeah, but here's the catch. I mean, I love movies, and we get out there once, maybe twice a year,
because
it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Oh, my gosh, it's not.
It's expensive, but it is a fun night out.
It is.
A couple times a year.
It and... Like, if it was just Mel and I, all right, yeah, I can justify that a lot more.
Yeah.
Because we can share drinks. We can share popcorn. Mm-hmm. The kids want their own drink. They
want their own popcorn. Yeah, well, it's not just the cost of the movie ticket, right?
Right. Well, and just the movie tickets alone, it's like $40.
Yeah.
Yeah, add snacks in.
The four of you, all the snacks and everything like that, you're probably getting close to $100.
More than.
Okay.
You're getting over.
Yeah, it depends on how many snacks they're actually looking for, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds up fast. And there are some good movies coming out that I want to see. Dune 2.
Dune 2.
Yeah, Dune Part 2.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually something that you and I have never really even jumped in on, but like I'm a big movie buff. Maybe we'll talk that later.
I'm not.
I am. I love how the storytelling and cinematography is incorporated. Okay. There's a whole thing for me.
I mean, I like movies, but I'm not a movie buff. I know you are. I mean, to an like we talked about this with Star Wars before.
Yeah.
Like on your podcast of the past.
Star Wars was a thing that we often went into.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a safety net to that.
Yeah. And I listened to those episodes while I was cutting grass. And I'm like, I was supporting your podcast, but I was like, I have no idea what the hell you people are talking about because I've never seen a single Star Wars. So,
but moving away from movies, the places that kids are hanging out are places like Starbucks or online with different forums and games and the interactive face-to-face places are diminishing.
I get, and I think it's cool. I mean, if looking like on the outside looking in from, people that aren't parents, Nell and I are not parents, but I think it is cool that they're getting together at Target because at least they're doing it face to face. At least they're being somewhat active with it. And it's not just behind a screen where they're interacting. You know what I mean?
Now you say that, and that's my daughter. She's our social butterfly. She's the emotionally intelligent of the two. Meanwhile, Ray is probably sitting on your couch socializing with like 10 of his friends.
I guarantee it.
On Roblox or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're all, all kids are different. All adults are different. So
yeah. And that's exactly it. Where there are those who, yay, face-to-face is invigorating and life-giving, and others who are like, dude, do I need to? This could have been an email.
Yeah. It's interesting because the last episode with Pete Perez from Sandcastle Radio, we did Zoom, and it was actually our first Zoom. It was our first Zoom, or it was our first Zoom together on the podcast. I know you've done them in the past, but together.
You hear this, Pete?
It was our first Zoom.
You hear this, Pete? Next time you got to come up to the satellite studio. That's what Kenny's saying.
So, well, there's... So Pete wants that for his birthday. He wants to come to PA.
Oh, wow.
This birthday is like June-ish, I think. He wants to come to PA. He wants him and Deb to come visit us and stay here for a few days.
Pete, are you okay?
Pete's from the Northeast, so...
He's from Jersey.
I know, but...
But, I mean, are you okay, Pete?
You need a welfare check?
Yeah, I mean, it's I love Pennsylvania.
It's Pennsylvania, as my brother-in-law likes to say.
It is Pennsylvania.
He wants to come up, and I was like, I said, come up and visit. I mean, we've been in Pensacola now 3 times. I said, come visit. We have a spare room. You can have the bathroom, Like Nell and I use our own bathrooms, but we don't have to for those days. Like the bathroom can be all yours, the spare room's all yours. We have the studio here right next door. Like if you happen to have to do a show here, you can. Like we have everything you need to come visit for a few days.
Well, and if he does come up, there's plenty that we could do to.
And he wants to go bowling.
Oh, you got to go out to Palmyra.
He wants to go bowling.
Well, I guess there are lanes down in Lancaster, aren't there?
There are, yeah. I mean, there's a bunch in Lancaster, honestly, but...
Yeah, the lanes, oh, yeah, you too.
Me? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't flipping you off. I guess I actually was, but I was just moving the mic. I was just moving the mic.
But you were moving the mic. I was just goofing.
There's, in Mount Joy, there's Clearview Lanes.
That's right.
And there's a restaurant attached to it right there, too, so...
And there are the lanes just down from Mannheim. I keep forgetting about those.
Oh, Cane's Lanes
yeah.
is in Mannheim. Yeah, that's where Nell and I met.
Hey, there you go. You got to take Pete and Deb's there.
That's a really, really tiny house. Pete's going to be like, what the hell are we in? There's 12 lanes in that place. I used to work there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first... Go ahead.
Have you ever lived away from central Pennsylvania? I was actually thinking about that this week with the radio show. And I don't remember what you said, but it was something where it's like, you've never lived away.
I lived in Harrisburg for a year.
That's all of like what, 45 to 60 minutes?
It was by myself though. After my divorce, I got an apartment in Harrisburg because I ended up, my uncle had gotten divorced at the time in that like same time period. And his wife had moved out and he's like, why don't you come stay here? Like I'm by myself. And he had a house and a pool and everything. He's like, why don't you come stay here? So I moved there and I was there. I don't even remember how long I was there or whatever. But he started seeing someone and she eventually moved in. Well, she had this apartment in Harrisburg that she rented from her uncle, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so she was moving out and moving into his house. And he's like, oh, crap, I got to rent this place now. And she's like, well... So she said to me, she said, you just want to move in? And so she's like, you don't even have to do anything. She said, I'll move out and you move in. And so we literally did that in a weekend.
Okay.
So she moved into his house. I moved out, moved into her old apartment. And then I was there for a year before Nell moved up here and we moved in together when she moved here. So yeah, I have not lived outside of central PA. Harrisburg is the only time I lived outside of Lebanon County, actually.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is why I want to like move to Florida so I can just be like, all right, I don't want to live here my entire life, even if I come back then at some point. Like I just want to experience living in a different area. So,
yeah,
you've lived in Pennsylvania your whole life.
I actually lived a year in the South.
Oh.
I lived a year in Beaufort County, South Carolina.
Beaufort.
Yep. just inland from Hilton Head Island.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's so cool.
Savannah was 30 minutes away.
You lived it to be... Oh, Nell and Jessica went to Savannah like a year or so ago and were like, oh, my God, it's such a cool town.
I loved on days off just getting down into Savannah. It was a great little city, walking through the historic parts. It was good.
Yeah, I'd like to get to Savannah. They raved about it.
You need to get to Savannah. Yeah. It's a beautiful little city.
And to be fair, not Savannah's.
No, Savannah. Yeah. Yeah, I lived a year down there. That was the first year where I tried college and realized, no, traditional colleges.
Not for you?
Nope.
Oh, not that's right. You were a cock.
I'm a gamecock.
That's right. I forgot. That's where Father Cock came from.
No, that came from high school.
Oh, really? I thought that was...
No, that wasn't the college years.
Oh, okay.
That was a high school wrestling nickname.
So, that's interesting. So, Father Cock just happened to be a Gamecock.
Yeah, I went down, and my first year of college was USC. I did not do well. I mean, I think I maybe passed one class.
Was that in the... So, Spurrier... Were those the Spurrier
those
coaching
were the Spurrier
days?
Years, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, down with Clemson.
Yeah, they were a big time program at that point.
They were a dynasty.
Yeah, they were a big time program at that point.
Yeah. It's not been the same since.
It hasn't been the same since Spurrier left.
No.
Just wasn't.
But I lived a year down there, and then, you know, since then I've lived out in Eastern PA.
Yeah.
Chester County, Lebanon, Venango. That's not Eastern, that's Western. So, I mean, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so we're basically both, with the exception of one year,
Pennsylvanians.
Both of us.
Pennsylvanians.
Have lived in the state of Pennsylvania our entire lives.
It is very interesting, though. There's a divide, you know, east-west.
Oh, big time.
And just a very big difference between east-west.
In a lot of things.
Culture and people and mentality.
Sports.
Well, okay, yeah, let's go there. There's the Steelers, the only Pennsylvania team. And then there's the Eagles, the New Jersey Annex.
Wait.
Wait. I said it.
Wait, the only Pennsylvania team.
Yeah, because you got the Eagles, who are the New Jersey Annex.
I mean, historically, you're probably not incorrect. Because there was the whole Eagles thing. I mean, you know, so if you don't know, look it up.
But I know, but I also know I'm just being antagonistic.
Yeah, but Rob is, historically, Rob is correct. But yes, he's being antagonistic. Yeah, lately, when I say lately, I mean in the last 10 to 15 years probably, the Eagles have been consistently a lot better than they had been in their past.
Yes, it has been, this might hurt a little bit to say, but it has been interesting watching how the Eagles have improved, really in the past decade.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you could make an argument back 15 years that I would not.
Yeah, I'm trying to do this math in my head while we're talking, and, you know, it's
been,
yeah, 2025.
The fastest advancement has been in the past decade.
Yes, you're right, 100%.
Where, you know, you guys have become a team that is consistently getting into the playoffs and is a contender, not just a bridesmaid.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Where that's what it felt like for a long time with Eagles, where it was, yeah, we're in the playoffs. Like the Steelers have been in the playoff for the past 15 years.
Yeah, but I mean, getting into the Steelers getting into the playoffs was like, oh. Losing, like, if you just made it into the playoffs, it wasn't good enough. And for a long time, the Eagles were like, oh, if they just made the playoffs, we were a happy bunch.
But that's where the Steelers are right now, where it's, okay, yay, we made the wild card of the playoffs because five other teams had to do three things for us to win. No.
But it still happened.
But that's where the Eagles were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. It's where the Steelers are now.
Yeah, the Steelers will get their act together.
So how are you feeling with, it was a big news week for the Eagles.
Oh, with Jason Kelce. Yeah, I mean, you had to see it coming. So
I was actually kind of hoping for one more season.
Yeah, I was surprised that he retired, because he kind of, when the season was over and it kind of came out that everybody, they were like, oh, he was like, right after the playoffs were done for them, it had come out that he was like, oh, Kelce's retiring, and he let it go a day or two, and he's like, I never actually said that. Like, I need some time. I don't want to make an emotional decision. I thought, here we go.
Well, and credit to him, because, I mean, he didn't just make it. I mean, he got through the Super Bowl with his brother and with his family supporting them, and gave it, it's been about a month.
Yeah, and I think, consciously, I think he made this decision also, even if he knew what he was going to do, he knew that it would be news. And he gave his brother the opportunity to have his moment. Of course, he's had plenty of those moments, but if he announces his retirement like the week before the Super Bowl, all of a sudden, you know, that's the Kelce that they're talking about. And I'm sure that he wanted to let his brother have that moment, whatever played out in the Super Bowl, which we all know what played out. You know?
Yeah, that was still a good game.
A very good game. And I don't like the Chiefs. I really don't like the Chiefs. But man, I will always have a soft spot for Coach Reed.
I was going to say, with what Andy Reid has done with the Chiefs, I know that's a bit of a sore spot as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a sore spot for me. It's just not, because I refuse to dislike his success. I just refuse, because he was so good for the Eagles organization.
You know, that's one of the things I have to give you credit for, is you are able to look and give credit where they're due. Especially with sports stuff, because when we get into sports stuff, I'm like, no, screw Tom Brady. That's where my default position still is, how many years later. But you, on the other hand, I mean, we've talked, and you're like, yeah, Tom Brady was great. He did this, he did that. Look, he went and proved that he is great without.
Yeah. I just love sports so much. And, you know, I love to give credit where credit is due. For everyone, I hate the Cowboys. I can't stand the freaking Cowboys. But Emmitt Smith, amazing. What an amazing running back he was. And he's a pretty good guy, too, overall. I mean.
So, I think you have to divorce Emmitt from the Cowboys. But he really was amazing.
Yeah, I like Troy Aikman. I like him as an announcer. There's a lot of Eagles fans be like, I will never like him at anything that he does. I'm like, well, you're just now you're being ridiculous.
All right, I know it's a bit biased, but you know who I enjoy and just get a kick out of as an announcer?
Who?
Terry Bradshaw.
Of course you do. And he's also funny. And
I know, he's hilarious.
What was the movie where we saw his butt?
Oh, that was Failure to Launch.
Failure to Launch. That's also a very good movie.
That was Matthew McConaughey
Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, that's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
How
do you use your keys for
the car?
So
they are...
The people have broke. So we were talking about the Target thing, and this is what's happening right now. There's an exchange.
Bye.
Addie's driving to Target. Maybe not, because how old is Addie?
11.
Okay, she's not driving to Target. Police, she's not driving to Target.
Both kids have driven.
How? Okay.
Now, like, that was a situation.
In a field somewhere? Or like down
empty parking
the highway?
Lot. Yeah, not down the highway. But, you know, they were younger, and I put them each in my lap, and they used the steering wheel. I did the pedals. Yeah. What was the first time you drove a car?
I mean, I didn't drive a car till I was of age to drive a car.
16?
Honestly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Huh. I think so. Yeah. Honestly.
We used to go, I miss this place, but we used to go to this like trailer park campground.
Okay. And you're talking about Western PA now?
Yeah, this is out in Western PA. Actually, it was in Ohio. Okay. So Eastern Ohio. Mm-hmm. But it was right off of Pimatuming Lake.
Pimatuming?
Pimatuming.
Never heard of it.
It was a great little spot.
How far west are we talking about here?
Right on the Pennsylvania-Ohio line.
Oh, that's west. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, you could drive 20 minutes, and it was only 20 minutes because you had to drive north-south on the lake.
Okay.
And then start driving across the lake, and there was the Pennsylvania line in the middle of the lake. So, it was close. But we would go up there. It was 2 hours from home, and we'd spend a week or two every summer up there. It was my grandparents' place. They had it as a kind of vacation spot.
So, 2 hours... Two hours
north of Pittsburgh.
So it's way... So, it's not only very far west, it's very far north.
Yeah, it's like a quarter of the way down from Erie, I'll say.
Okay. All right.
Like if you're looking at a map. And it's just this fishhook-shaped lake towards Meadville.
I've heard of Meadville. Okay.
Yeah. So it's by Meadville and Andor? I think it's Andor, Ohio. I can't remember the town.
Okay.
Great little pizza shop in there. Covered Bridge Pizza.
Hmm.
But, you know,
Sounds like we need to go.
I would not object.
Airbnb?
Oh, man.
Oh. I got to get the town name from you when we get off here so I can...
I'll have to look that up. But, I mean, we would go, and every summer, we'd spend it, like, every weekend we could and a week up there. And there was not much to do. But I was old enough that my parents would let me just drive the golf cart all over.
Oh, nice.
So at, like, 13, I would just get in the golf cart and cruise. And I loved doing that. And that got me comfortable behind the wheel of a vehicle. And I remember, I think I was like 15, and we were at this camp also up in northwestern PA. All right.
Oh, boy. You're laughing before you're even talking. I know this is going to be good.
The name of the town was Tittyute.
Guys, I can't.
I know.
Before we went on the air, we were talking about testicles.
Because you were talking about them on Thursday night, and I had to explain things.
It's true. But the week before, we were talking about bushmeat.
Again, that was you.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on here on these behind these microphones.
That was in front of the microphones on your radio show.
Yeah.
Because it was one of your travel news updates.
It was Nell's weird travel news.
And bushmeat, and you just started cracking up.
I mean, 1 week she talked about bushmeat, the next week she talked about testicles. I know where her mind is.
I was going to say, I'm not the one picking the news stories.
I am, but not those.
But, no, when I was like 15, we went up to this town, Titi Ute, and there was a hunting cabin that we would go up to.
And your grandparents owned this hunting cabin?
No, it was a friend of the family.
Okay.
So we would go up to this hunting cabin, and the Cochran side of the family, it was just a shooting weekend. So, I mean, we would take a small arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, small arsenal.
So you shoot like targets or trees or?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, cool. We came up with shooting games that we would do whole nine yards, but, you know, there's no electricity, no running water, no...
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was rustic. Okay.
Yeah, and it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted water, we had to run down to the spring.
Okay.
And I'm 15, Dad goes, all right, we got to go get water, tosses me the keys.
I mean, you're close enough.
Well, yeah.
15.
But it's the middle of February. There's about an inch of ice on the road because they don't plow this road, so it just becomes hard pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was a dirt road, so it was just hard pack.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so Dad's like, all right, here you go. Go ahead and drive.
Yeah, what are you going to hurt at that point? I mean, unless you run into a tree.
But... You know, there was also the cliff that we could have driven down.
Oh, well, there's that, yeah.
Because you're up in western PA with the mountains. Well,
western Pennsylvania.
Yep. But, yeah, no, I've been, sorry, random. I've been driving something since I was a teen.
Hmm. Yeah, and
I didn't want the kids to be at 16 and, you know, the first time they get behind the wheels at 16. I want them to have some little experiences.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, maybe I'm just unique in that fact. I mean, or there's something I'm just not remembering. I mean, I guess there could be, but yeah.
No. Either way, I mean, I'm assuming at 16 you went and got your license.
Oh, yeah.
You were gone.
Yeah. Immediately. Yeah, I mean, I got it. I got the permit as soon as I...
Yeah.
Could, because then you could get, like, a permit while you were still 15, I think it was, like, when I was...
Okay, yeah.
You know, and then, you know, when you finally turned 16 and you had enough, whatever, hours or whatever on the permit or whatever. I don't even remember what it was. Christ, I'm old.
Yeah, they changed that, like, right before I turned 16, where it was, okay.
Okay.
You can get your permit at 16.
Okay.
Instead of your license. I was so aggravated at that.
Yeah, I had my permit when I was still 15.
Yeah.
And then you could like start your like you could drive as long as you had somebody that was over like 21 or something in the passenger seat, I think were the rules.
Yeah, I hit 16, I got that permit, took my first driver's test, failed it, took my second one the night of the winter formal, passed it, and drove to that.
I failed my first driver's test, too, so don't feel so bad. I drove into the grass.
Oh, no, I failed on a technicality.
Oh, I didn't. I failed because I drove into the grass.
So you know those, like, little yellow recommended speed limit signs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that you don't have to go, but it's recommended you do?
Yeah.
So I went into a turn, and I cut my speed, but, it, you know, the speed limit recommendation was, like, 35 and a 45.
Mm-hmm.
I was going something like 40 to 37, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I'd cut my speed. We got back, and the guy's like, all right, you failed because you didn't go 35 in that turn.
Be like, that's recommended.
I did. He still failed me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my guy was definitely like, yeah. I went around a turn. Well, I did it on the closed course.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I'm old enough that I did it on the course at the driving center. And there was a point where, at the beginning of it, where you went on a little straightaway up the hill, and then you went around a bend to a stop sign. That was your first stop sign. And when I was so nervous that when I went around that bend, when I got on the other side of the bend and went like to like do whatever, I accelerated into the grass to a point where I had to back up to get onto the road.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, well, I failed this. And then I kind of think that broke the ice because the rest of it was like fine. Then we got done to the end. He's like, well, you actually didn't do bad, but I can't pass you because you were in the grass. Like, he's like, I have to fail you for that. I'm like, yeah, well, I kind of assumed that.
Yeah, but you went and got it the second time.
I did.
And we're
yes.
a little more at ease.
Yeah, I got it the second time. But yeah, I was so nervous that I hit the wrong pedal and I wanted to like hit the brake to ease around that turn up to the stop sign. And I hit the gas and right into the grass we went.
Yeah, I keep thinking about this stuff more and more because, I mean, the countdown is beginning.
Oh, yeah. Because Ray's not far, right?
No. I got just over a year and a half.
I was going to say Ray's 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I was talking to Melinda, and You know, like next winter, I want to get them out in the snow and ice in a parking lot. Mm,
that's a good idea.
Like, you know, next snowstorm we get.
Yeah, because here you need to know how to drive in the snow.
Yeah, well, and when we had the snow this year, I was like, all right, kid, you know, sit here. I'm going to do some donuts and things in the snow. I want you to tell me what you're feeling with the vehicle as it moves, and, you know, we'll talk through that.
And plus, you got to do donuts in the snow then.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't love playing
so
in the snow?
So it was a win. So you use it as a learning experience, but you just wanted to do donuts in the snow.
I had fun. I did. And
of course
I know,
you did.
Like, when my dad taught me, he had fun doing stuff like that,
of course
too.
He did. How could you not?
Oh, God. How playing in the snow.
Now, I don't want to shovel it anymore, but, you know, doing donuts and doing dumb stuff in your car, that's fun.
That is one of the biggest arguments I can give for why you should have had kids.
So you can
play. Hey, you want money? Sure. Go shovel the sidewalk.
You're like, that's BS.
No, that only works until he moves out of the house. Then
well, that is true, but you have, you know, even...
A couple more years.
Even once Ray moves out of the house, you still have Addie. You can still have her shovel.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, Rob, I have no idea what we talked about on this episode.
We just kind of rambled, because we did have intention and topic,
we talked about one thing that we intended to, and I have an idea for a title for this episode already. But, we talked about Target.
Yeah, we did.
And that was the only thing planned. Somehow we talked about football, and it's not football season.
No.
Although the XFL is going to be coming out.
We talked about it because the Jason Kelce announcement.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that is relevant news.
And we got a ball game on. We didn't even touch on. Oh, it's 5-5.
Phillies. So this is spring training right now. I guess we're about 3 weeks or so from... Yeah. The, you know, season starting.
It's coming.
Yeah. So about that time, Nell's going to Florida without me. So
how dare she?
How dare she? I'm so mad. But yeah, she's going to, I don't know where, like Coral Gables or something, maybe that area.
Business trip?
Her friend Christina has a house in Florida that, she has on Airbnb, but... They're going to stay there. So they're flying out of Harrisburg on Allegiant. It's going to be Nell's first flight on Allegiant. And so they're going from like Saturday to Thursday, I think, over Easter.
Ah, nice.
So, yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do that weekend. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, we can get an episode knocked out. We can have some guy. We can have bushmeat with Shorty.
We can have bushmeat with Shorty. That sounds weird. Now that we both said it, that's weird. But yeah, we could get a little like Saturday. I mean, I know it's right before Easter, and Easter's a big day, obviously, for you. You know, in the church.
If it is the Saturday before Easter, that is like a down day.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
Because Good Friday requires some drinking after service.
Mm. Well, Nell leaves on Saturday. Like, Saturday morning, I think, is their flight. So, like, I'll be here.
Saturday and Monday are down days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm off on Friday, too. Well, Nell's still here on Friday, but I don't work Friday, so.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I work Monday, but I don't work Friday. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We'll figure something out.
All right. Good. All right. Well, we're about to hit 45 minutes, so I think we're gonna wrap it. We've managed to talk for 45 minutes about nothing.
Well, yeah,
we talked about a lot though. Nothing that was planned.
No.
So here we are.
That's good though. Some days when you just walk in and you're like, "All right, we're gonna do this," and no, none of that.
No, I just hit record and away we went.
Yeah.
So
it was good.
Pretty much like every other episode we've ever done.
Have a plan.
I just hit record and away we went.
Our plan is drink more.
My plan is drink more. So, Rob, thank you for bringing the pink drinks.
Peeptinis.
The peeptinis that we enjoyed.
Oh, man.
And when I, you know, make the email for this episode, I'll have to.
You've got the recipe. It's not too complicated.
Yeah, I have the recipe. So if you're listening to this and you want drink recipes, because we send out an email every episode with a title for the episode, a description of the episode, and drink recipes. And also, we usually throw in a fun non-alcoholic option for... It's not always related to what we drink, because I don't know how you would... I mean, I guess you could just not use the vodka.
Well, yeah. Well,
but there's other stuff.
Use Sprite.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with this one, but
yeah. Well, I can also find something. There's a mocktail out there for this.
We'll figure it out. But yeah. But the point is, sign up for the email that comes out every episode with the description, title, drink recipes, and you know how you can reach out to us. And if you want to be a guest and you think you'd be a good one, also reach out to us for that.
Absolutely, because it's about sitting down, connecting, and sharing a drink, whether it's with alcohol or without.
And we can do it right here in studio, or we can do it by Zoom, and maybe we won't screw it up.
Hey, we learned it how to do it the Zoomed.
We learned it how to do the Zoomed with the Pete.
Yep. All right.
All right, Rob. Thanks for bringing the pink teeny.
And, something.
This has been fun. Conversation's been fun. And we will see everyone again in 2 weeks. So cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Drunk Squirrel. No need to pay a tab. Just be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and drop us a line, thedrunksquirrel82@gmail.com. Cheers.